cheeses.
While the crops in the Hallock, Minnesota area have been inundated with water, they are starting to bounce back with the help from the drier conditions. Pioneer Territory Manager Jared Hansen says the heat is also helping the crop.
I think right in this area, we're pushing a little over 200 growing degree days over the five-year average, and we've had a lot of plus 80 degree temperatures, and finally got some dry weather in the last week, and the beans have really stretched out. They're giving us some more hope for good potential than they were earlier when we suffered a lot of water damage. Southern Kitson County, I think we've had close to 25 inches of rain since planting. The northern part of the county up by Humboldt, St. Vincent, Pembina, they're doing better. They've had a little less rainfall and the crops really look nice out there.
Hansen adds most of all crops do look nice. In particular, the Langdon, North Dakota area has a strong yield potential for canola.
They went into some tough conditions this spring. The ground was wet. Some of them had some standing crop from last year to deal with, but they got the crop planted. The canola looks just stupendous up there. We've had extended days of flowering now, and the wheat is coming around, starting to ripen up, and there's going to be some pre-harvest applications going on probably this week and into next week.
According